This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
At the K-Fire Agri International with What's On Your Mind Today. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell is here. Got Manny on the phones. When you call us at 800-228-0550, that's the toll-free telephone number. Local number from a 701 area code is 258-0550. That's 258-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. I floated a theory at the top of the first hour. Related to what the national media is leading you to believe is a, you know, gargantuan crisis in the Trump administration, and that's that Michael Flynn, General Michael Flynn, resigned last night, the National Security Advisor, related to a call he had with Russian officials before President Trump was President Trump, and what was discussed at that particular meeting. He previously said there were nothing related to the sanctions or anything that the Obama administration was doing, and he later had to say, well, I guess they did come up, and I didn't recollect, and so he resigned. But it's a full-blown crisis. Do you care? That was my question. I asked folks to just text us, care or don't care? I yet to find somebody that cares. They don't care. Proving my theory is 100% correct, and I love when that happens. I'm okay when it's wrong, because I'm just going to tell you what my gut feeling is. But I'd much rather take all that bandwidth of the national media and focus on something that matters. And something I think that matters right now is the price of farm commodities. That matters. And you may say, well, yeah, it matters if you're a farmer. Or you might say, well, it matters if you sell something to farmers. But otherwise, what does it matter to me? Well, do you eat? Then it matters to you. It is amazing how little attention something that actually is a crisis and is something that is, this stuff is cyclical. Prices come up, prices come down. But this one has gone on a long time, and that coupled with some things happening on the international front and the dollar, leads some to believe it's a crisis. I have a question for you, the very wise, wonderful audience of What's On Your Mind. What's a fix? What do you do about it? Throw me some ideas. If you had a magic wand, how would you address the situation? The magic wand can't be prices go up, because that would be too easy, right? We know prices are going to go up, prices are going to go down. They are where they are. I'm saying the magic wand is to fix, to address the situation as it now stands. I'm going to start by saying, let's talk about it. Let's have a conversation about it. What better place to do that than the K-Fire Agri International, right? And whether you're here or whether you're on the phone, you can join that conversation, and I hope you do. At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Part of the fun of being here is talking to folks that are also here, chatting with farmers and ranchers and finding out what's on their minds. And we're joined next by Randy. Randy's here from Corral Supply. They're just a little bit to the south and west of Minot. Douglas area. More Minot than Douglas. But Randy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Myself.
Nice to see you.
Good. Thank
so, you. What'd you bring along? What are the shiny objects you can tell us about you have on this farm?
Well, we brought down to the show here this year. We brought three different lines of stock and horse trailers. We brought a Bloomer living quarter horse trailer, which if you haven't seen these trailers, you should stop by and just look. Even if you're not in the horse business or in the market, it's fun to look at. There's nothing nicer on the market. So we brought that for everybody to look at, and then we brought a couple of stock trailers, one from Sooner and one from Merritt.
So what's the latest? What's, as you say, if somebody just walks by, assumes a trailer's a trailer, what are you most proud of these things have?
Well, the quality of what I brought here, I'm very proud, but I'm a little biased, too, because that's the brands that I sell. But I brought some factory reps with, so they're here to answer questions. They can tell you why that trailer's better. I can tell you why that trailer may fit your operation better. We can work on some prices. Prices is real tough, just as you pointed out. So the ranchers are being very diligent at making sure they spend their money correctly, and we can help you with that, too.
What's keeping them up at night? What kind of conversations are you having with your customers?
Well, it's exactly what you said. It's commodity prices. It's money, cash flow. Doesn't matter, I don't think, if you're on the farming side or the ranching side. Both of those industries have been hit financially. We're not enjoying the good commodity prices we had a few years back, so a lot of guys have had to make adjustments and change their operation and their business plan.
Yeah, the stock market came out ahead for a while there, didn't they?
They did.
And that caught up with us, too.
You know, the stockman, historically for years, has never gotten to enjoy good prices, and they finally did for a year or two, and now we're having to readjust. So I think if you honestly ask them, prices aren't that bad. I mean, we don't want to get too down on ourselves. We've certainly been in worse situations than we are today. Commodity price on the livestock side, but we're certainly not enjoying the prices we had a couple years ago.
Yeah, that's for sure. Anything else you want to tell folks?
Please stop by and see us. It's our first trip down to the show, so we're hoping it's a good one for us. We've got some pretty neat stuff to look at. So stop by, see us. We're in the main hall over in the arena, and would love to meet some people from the Bismarck area.
And if they can't find you today, not coming to the show, how do they find you?
They can find us online, www.corralsupply.com, or give the shop a call, or stop by and see us. We'd love to see you.
Sounds great. Good to chat with you, Randy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Randy from Corral Supply, southwest of Minot. On What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number, 258-0550. You can also text Todd, and please do, because he's not here. A lot of people are really bummed out about that, myself included. And, you know, if you're not texting him, then he's just feeling like he's kind of left out. Todd, I'm feeling for you, but I can't reach you. You know what I'm saying? Somebody, and you can text Todd, by the way, it's 701.
You are so overstating any of my relevance in this.
No, it's not true. It's not true. 701-226-8503. Joey D. agrees with me. He's just shaking his head like, you know, I mean, people are bummed. Aren't they bummed, Joey? No, Todd, they're bummed. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. Totally, 100%. You know, so we're just...
See, now, all these texts I'm getting today, every single one of these say, do not care. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I think that was to answer my question from earlier, not that you're not here.
It doesn't say that. It just says do not care.
You're getting a complex over that, aren't you? I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Speaking of Texter at 701-226-8503, here's one. Best and only way to drain the swamp is convention of the states. Congress will not limit its own power. Completely agree with you.
Yeah, no kidding.
We talked to... Tom Coburn of Oklahoma about that. He was here testifying to the North Dakota legislature about that very thing here recently. Another texter on our conversation last hour with Dickinson State University President Dr. Mitzel. The nursing is not one of the typical degree programs. The same way they got rid of the truck driving program, it wasn't one of the normal degree programs. I don't believe it's a money problem.
All right.
It's a pretty significant money problem. Texter, doesn't matter. What does matter is the fact that farming and ranching are the world's bread and butter. Completely agree. I completely agree. So think of all the time, energy, effort, all that goes into this story of the day, and there'll be a story of the day tomorrow and one after that, and 9 out of 10 of them don't matter. Okay, Michael Flynn was National Security Advisor yesterday. He's not today. For people within the sound of my voice, 99.9% of them, it does not matter. It's a nothing burger from the media. It's blah, 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 blah. So what should we do? Ignore these people. Ignore these people. They're more often than not wrong. How many of them predicted Donald Trump would be president? Big, giant goose egg. So why are we listening to them? Let's force them to talk about something that matters. Okay, so here's you heard my egg question earlier for Randy, and I want your answer to this now. We can transition from care, don't care, to if you had a magic wand to deal with the current farm crisis, what would you do? What's a fix? What can be done? What do you want? Answer that question. 701-226-8503. Or call me at 800-228-0550. Dale and Mandan, what's on your mind?
3. Yeah, I'd like to speak about Ellis Island. The other gentleman never told much about it outside of Ellis Island and his ancestors come from there. Are you there?
I am. Yeah, I get a little misty-eyed when I think about Ellis Island. And I think it's very interesting in the context also of what Donald Trump has proposed in the way of a temporary extreme vetting with seven countries that were previously identified by the Obama administration of not having proper vetting systems. You know, if you looked a little bluish on the day you got off the boat at Ellis Island, you went home. Was that extreme vetting?
No, I agree. That's why they put them there for 3 months in the first place, check them out for diseases and stuff coming into this country. And right now we got several diseases that are starting to show back up that we pretty much thought was eradicated in the United States. And that's why we're getting them, is because all the illegals that are coming in here. And they, also when our ancestors come over and stayed at Ellis Island, they had to have so much money in their pocket, or they had to have a job already here in order to come. And these people that come nowadays, we give them an open check blank. So
yeah, very different, very different. Good point, Dale. Hang on, more after this. Don't go away.
On your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglum of Northwood. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing seminar designed expressly for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean trading skills and learn more about trading soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held March 14th and 15th at the North Dakota State University Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall, located at 811 2nd Avenue North in Fargo. The course will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register today by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. Register by February 25th. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Law attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Breaking news that we are following out of Crosby today, and I don't have a real current update from the situation up there, but we know that as of about 8:30 this morning, residents were asked to stay away from the northwest corner of Crosby by the water tower. They were told they were fine to go to school, The school will keep them safe inside. The school is on lockdown. All businesses along Main Street are fine. That part okay. But isolated incident, northwest corner of Crosby. Minot SWAT team responded, as well as all available officers in the area. Shots fired in the vicinity of a residence there at that location. So the Crosby Elementary and High School are on lockdown right now, but I repeat, no danger there. It was because of an incident at a residence. All right. So that's the latest we have from the Divide County Sheriff's Office, and we also know the Minot SWAT team is on the scene as well. So we will continue to get you updated there, and if anyone is in the region and wants to share an update, we take that too at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Mike is here from Haugen Sales and Leasing, one of the many folks displaying their wares at the K-Fire Agri International. Mike, how are you?
Not too bad. Thanks for having me over.
Fantastic. What's the buzz this year so far?
Oh, heck, you know, we're just getting started on this show. We're still waiting for the huge crowd to come in. It's pretty big already, and we're showing the same kind of machinery we sell every day, and that's feed mixers. We sell spreaders, and you know what we spread, and then hay grinders too, but our primary focus is on Supreme vertical mixers, primarily the twin auger mixers. That's what will make you the most money on the ranch, the most money on the feedlot.
When you say make you the most money, give me some examples of that ROI that the ranchers are getting.
Well, everybody that's in the business, and you understand it too, Scott, it's an economic thing, and so if you can make more beef produced out of less feed put into the cattle, that's where the profits lie. It's so very important nowadays. Why put more energy into a cow than it can use? Why put energy into a cow when it's already getting enough to make gains every day? Cow herd, you got to keep them real happy. You got to keep enough energy in them for gestation and a safe delivery of that baby calf, and a baby calf that's healthy and it's ready to grow when it's born. So all these things.
Sounds good. Now, folks that are coming to the KFAR Agri International, they're going to find you where?
Let's see. It's in the old building. We're in one of the corners. I guess it would be the southwest corner.
Okay.
And same place as the last couple, 3 years.
Otherwise, Winemere, Mandan locations, right?
We're located about a mile west. I've never even looked at the odometer, but a mile west of city limits on Old Highway 10. And we don't have a shop there per se. A friend of mine is able to provide repair and service aspects to us out there. We keep parts out there. We have a parts warehouse. So we keep an extensive bunch of parts out there, and our Winemere facility is home base to us, and that's near Fargo, a little ways away from here. However, that serves the eastern half of the state and part of South Dakota and Minnesota. We have just as much inventory plus just as much parts there. So we're able to help out the whole area this way.
It's a 900T that you just showed me a photo of, a sharp unit.
Yeah, great machine. And we have a little brother to that here, a 700T that's a twin auger mixer, and so you can get two bales, two whole bales. I mean, those things are kind of big, you know, about the size of half a garage door. Two bales in there, plus your silage, plus your DDG or your grain, and that's how you make your money using a Supreme. You save money because you're not paying for a hay grinder to come in. They can be $300 to $400 an hour. Those guys got to make a living. I'm not trying to wreck their day, but this is a way for a producer to own his own hay grinding apparatus, and it's also a feed mixer wagon, all in one piece. It pays for itself, even if you finance it. Shoot, within 5 years it pays itself out, and then it's free after that. And so, it'll make you money every day, every ton you feed with it.
So I asked Mike to show you the 700T that's here, or the pull-type processors go to work for you.
Right on. And then we've got the spreaders, too, and we got a couple of black colors.
Twin twisters!
Fire. Yeah, kind of a colorful name. That's the verticals there, the twin twisters. So we have both that and then the horizontal shown here. And it's easy to compare because they're side-by-side here underneath the lights in our nice warm building. It's kind of unusual we don't have cold weather for this show, but hey, it's just a little warmer and nicer inside here.
All right. That's the Myers brand. So
yep. There
you got the run through. Mike, sounds good.
Okay, guy.
Enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
Good chatting with you, and we'll be chatting with more folks as we go throughout the program next couple of days, today and tomorrow, broadcasting from the K-Fire Agri International. That's Mike from Haugen Sales and Leasing, Winemere, and Mandan. Big selection, new and used, and right here at the show. So stop by and see him. Tell him you heard him right here on What's On Your Mind, where we do our own manure spreading every now and then. Yeah, that's what we do. Todd does. I try
to. You've been waiting to say that all show, haven't you?
Clean up the mess. But Dale and Mandan, sorry for the wait. What else did you have to say there, Dale?
Well, didn't back to the Ellis Island, there's a lot of them say that it's unconstitutional to keep them out. If you go back to World War II, if it was unconstitutional, during World War II when it broke out, the government went around and rounded up thousands of Germans and put them in a concentration camp until the war was over because they didn't know what they would do if they could trust them. And that's probably far worse than what Trump's trying to do, but he's doing the same thing. He wants to protect the United States people the same as they did back then.
No worries. Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying 100%. I think that, the discussion of Ellis Island, and number one, it's used as a tool by the folks who want to support illegal aliens being here to vote for candidates they support, right? So, my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents, Ellis Island, when in fact, I'm with you, we ought to use it as an educational tool to explain how it's done the right way. You know, not the political tool in which they use it to somehow suggest that, we're turning our backs on immigrants or our ancestors who came here, right?
That's right. And
good point.
I don't feel that it's unconstitutional at all for them. The Constitution, when it was originally drafted, it was drafted for a United States citizen, not for the world. And these people coming over here, they are not a citizen. And most of them don't even have a citizenship anywhere anymore because they give up their citizen rights because they wanted to come to the United States. They didn't want to stay in their country and fight for their country. They wanted to come over here.
Got it. And good points. Appreciate the call very much. Dale, you've sparked some commentary from others related to Ellis Island. Go ahead and roll a couple of those, Todd. What calls it came?
You were talking about Ellis Island. My family has been in Central North Dakota since 1903. And because of the vetting process they used at Ellis Island, we have relatives in Argentina and Canada. The reason being, one was colorblind, and the other had a bad cough. So the snowflakes need to put on their big boy panties. Thank you.
I'm not an immigrant. I was born here. My dad was born here. So we're not all immigrants no more. And stuff like that. As for him and his immigrants, if they're all welcome here, don't speak for me. They're not welcome here. This is my country. We all should be a little jealous. It's our country. And if we want to keep welcome in, we won't have one. So, just my comment. Thanks.
And I assume you're talking about illegal immigrants, or at least controlling the numbers of legal immigrants. Good points. More coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Texter says, how many days has the no dabble protesting gone on? Guess what, folks? 188 days. Most of those 188 days, we've told you, every day, how many days this long North Dakota nightmare has gone on. And it continues at 188 days. So, the person's journaling. Yeah, some for your journal. I should have been journaling on this. I guess the radio show will serve as my journal because it's been pretty amazing, unbelievable. We're brought to you in part today by good folks at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Very important. Not only jobs for a lot of families, you know, livelihoods for a lot of families in this part of the world, but also you think about the cost of electricity, the reliability of electricity, what that means to provide for your family, keep your family warm, safe, but also your business. Don't have reliable energy, don't have affordable energy. What does that mean for your business? How much more do you have to charge for products? Does the business go? Does it work? And then the ripple effects on everybody else, you have to charge more. So it's important. Clean Power Plan is a regulation designed specifically to destroy late night and the coal industry. So very important for you as a citizen that enjoys reliable, affordable energy to fight back. Find out all you need to know at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's the website, SecureEnergyFuture.org. All right. We did check in with the Divide County Sheriff's Office. They said nothing new. There were some interagency conversations going on at the moment, but nothing new to report. So sounds like it still is what it is. It started about 8:30. I thought after 2 hours that there might be some additional information we could pass along to you, but there is not. So there's the latest there. Let's see, Luke and Bismarck, Jim and Medora, you're on deck here, says hang tight, we'll get to you in just a moment. First, I want to talk to Jeremy Hankslaven. Jeremy is with one of the fine folks that are displaying, have a booth right here at the K-Fire Agri International Crop Production Services. Jeremy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Well, good. Looks like you got one of those sharp K-Fire hats on.
Yeah, you know, I...
How about that? You got the goodies, red hats with the logo, the whole thing.
It's a pretty good deal.
I picked red, too.
It's good color.
I'm going with red, so, you know, if you're smooth, you might get a hat with a K-Fire logo on it there, by golly. It'll keep you warm, too. It's a cap.
Well...
Not a hat.
The past couple days, it's been awfully nice out.
Yeah, it has been. Not bad at all. So tell me what you're talking to folks here about the K-Fire Agri International, the Crop Production Services booth.
You know, we primarily run agriculture, seed, and chemical, and we're a retail facility here in Bismarck, and just talking with farmers to see what their plans are for the upcoming spring and getting everybody ready to roll.
What are they What do they worry about? What do they say? Hey, I need some expertise here, Jeremy. Help me out.
Oh, geez. Well, you know, the one that is tough for me to help out is obviously price. These commodity
prices. You
can't
make the prices any higher.
No, no, we sure can't. You know, so trying to guess what's the right fit for their acre is a very important part of what we're going through right now.
But in all seriousness, that's a, you know, with prices are where they are, then those decisions become all that much more important. Are you talking about any particular seed that's getting a good return right now?
Well, you know, it seems like a lot of guys are excited about soybeans this year. You know, it's kind of a low input crop that I think we're going to see a lot of guys giving a shot this year, which maybe take over for some sunflower acres with them prices being down a little bit and contracts being hard to find.
Crop Production Services booth is here at the KFIRE Agri International Show, which is in the Bismarck Event Center. So come find Jeremy. Anything else you want to tell us?
No, I highly recommend people coming out. It's a great show, and we're looking forward to the next couple days.
Sounds great. Good chatting with you.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, folks, we are live and on location at the KFIRE Agri International today on What's on Your Mind. Let's go to Jim in Medora. Jim, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, Scotty. How's it going?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, to come out of the hills, they buy some flowers, so I was listening to your program. Kind of wanted to weigh in on the immigration issue. I just would like to know, so I have some very good friends that moved to Mexico and went to work down there, and the process that they had to go through to become a green card holder in Mexico was like a 4 or 5 year process. So I just like to wonder, why is America different? Why don't you have to do that?
There's a real head scratcher there, isn't it? When Mexico does it better than we do it, you have to wonder what's going on.
Right, right. I wonder how they'd feel if the Italian mob went into Mexico and took over the gangs in Mexico with a bunch of non-citizens. If they would expect that nothing should happen. So, all for immigrants. I spent time in Mayo this week. I mean, you see immigrant doctors, you see immigrant patients, you see a lot of good people that come to America, but, you know, there's a process. Every other country in the world follows the process. I don't know why the liberal left thinks that we shouldn't be following a process in America.
I know. I believe the liberal left in America, especially the elites, have figured out the more illegal immigrants are here, the more future voters they have.
Right, or more slave labor, underground laborers. You know, amazing how the elite rich don't want to pay a fair wage and use slave labor.
Yeah, and that one we probably can't tie to the left, because I think that's big. You know, big business in general, right? Or the elites in general, wanting the lower wage. Here's what I don't understand. Donald Trump saying let's build a wall, is to say we got to get a handle on our illegal immigration problem. How many undocumented, aliens get here? And the side benefit of that wall and that additional protection is keeping the drugs out. That's where every one of us. I don't know how anybody can be against that. That's why, to me, if you're against preventing a flow of drugs getting in here, clearly you've got some ulterior motive, and it has to be preservation politically or something. I don't get it, because to me, with the opiate crisis that's going on right here, North Dakota, plenty of examples of it in many of our communities, and those deaths can be directly linked to Mexico and drugs coming in here.
It's a travesty. What's going on? Like I said, what's coming across the border, the people that are coming across the border, and then also the media, they talk about, oh, the Roundup, but they don't talk about the 400,000 people that Obama deported last year. And but the more important thing is the people that he arrested and let right back out into the streets. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I think that we'll have better relationships with Mexico with Trump than we had in the past, because they're going to know it's no BS. We're going to play by the rules, which we want to be a good neighbor. And, you know, but it's just so frustrating for me to know people that have went to Mexico and have started careers in Mexico, and the green card process has taken 4 or 5 years. And I don't know why people in America think that shouldn't be the same process here.
No, you're exactly right. And you are so right on what's going on in this reporting right now of these recent raids. I mean, if you need to know any, if you need any other examples, you shouldn't, but if you need any other examples of how corrupt the media is, just watch that. When they're talking about moms and maids being rounded up, when it's anything but, it's a low number, and no different than what the Obama administration's done. The double standard there is just unbelievable in all of the reporting you're seeing right now. Good points, Jim. Appreciate the call. Thank you, Medora. One of the great places on the planet Earth. Medora, right there. The headlines bring us all kinds of challenges and different things to be frustrated about. But you can be frustrated about them in Medora, or you can be frustrated about them in Minot or Fargo, you know, or Bismarck. I'd rather be in Medora. Luke in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I was actually calling to caveat off of the German internment camps during World War II. It wasn't just Germans that were interned. It was also the Japanese as well. Many, many, many of them. And then second, I heard someone talking about the that wall on the border. Someone was saying, well, instead of spending all that money on that, you know, why don't we focus on the veterans? Well, you could run it twofold when you think about it. You could on top of building the wall, you could make veteran preference and hire veterans that are homeless and otherwise unemployed, and then right on those sites have those mental health facilities and care facilities for those veterans to be able to get the help that they need. I don't know, just a thought.
No, it's a good idea. I mean, certainly somebody that says, hey, instead of building the wall, let's take care of veterans is a yahoo. Because, number one, they don't want the wall built for ulterior reasons. Does that mean we ought not take care of our veterans? Of course not. And I love your idea. There's a million different things we could do to help veterans. Let's start by fixing their, you know, veterans care, for crying out loud. But all good points. Appreciate thanks for the call. Thanks, Luke. Others, welcome. 258-0550. Last chance to get in here. Or text Todd at 701-226-8503. The whole Flynn thing, a texter says, doesn't matter. Lower taxes, repeal Obamacare. There you go. Another texter, grow all, here's a magic wand suggestion. Grow all organic crops. The yields will go down, supply will go down, the price will go up. All I hear is how these GMO crops produce bumper crops, and theoretically that makes the price go down because we have so much on hand. All right. Another texter, I don't believe there is a farm crisis. These guys make money hand over fist for the last 10 years. If they overextended themselves, I don't see how it's anyone's fault, but theirs. All businesses have tough times. Tighten up the purse strings and move forward. Texter says it does matter, only because this shows that Trump has no bias, shows no favorability towards anyone he's picked for his cabinet, unlike Obama dodging and not caring. When Rice and Hillary lied to the nation over a video that sparked Benghazi, Trump is holding everyone accountable, even if all they did was mislead about a phone conversation. Another texter, I do care a little. I think the person who leaked information to the left-leaning press should be fired, and this is an attempt to bring down the Trump administration. Yeah, that's worth caring about. And by the way, you're right. That's what happened. Because this is, what's her name, Sally Yates? She was in the Justice Department. She was fired because she wouldn't implement the executive order on the 7-country extreme vetting for 120 days and from the pause. And she gets hold of a transcript of a call between Flynn and the Russians in which the sanctions are discussed after he publicly said that sanctions weren't discussed and the vice president said the same. And she does a little gotcha. She gets it evidently to the administration. That's what caused him to say, I screwed up, apologize to the vice president. But nobody got fired, so she wanted to go a little bit further. So she then says, here, Washington Post, here you go. There you go. Good points. Smart audience. Love you. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Many drivers under age 25 are not equipped with the skills to handle adverse weather. This week's Safety Minute features Kelly Lieben, a major with the Burley County Sheriff's Department, discussing the importance of helping your teen gain experience driving in all weather conditions.
You know, as parents or, you know, even from the law enforcement side, I want to encourage people, especially when your young child is learning to drive, now's the time to expose them to as much as you can in that controlled environment. Even if that's just going to a parking lot on a Sunday morning before the store opens, but get them used to that ice, get them used to navigating where they have a hard time steering the car. I think, you know, that exposure and experience is crucial.
Help prepare your teen for all driving conditions. Enroll them in Alive at 25, a defensive driving course for ages 14 to 24. Register now at www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
High Plains Apache, one of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind. And, of course, you can find them in Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier, or online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Can you feel that spring in the air? I can. I remember last year talking to satisfied Apache sprayer owners, High Plains customers, that said, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, how windy is it, Scott? Remember the windy spring we had last year? And the drift was a real problem. And Apache sprayers have that electronic drift management system, so you select your droplet size and keep it through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. That's what I'm talking about. People love it. And you can see it at High Plains Apache in action. Better yet, see it in your field. Get going. and start now. They also have that ET Ag Center with 50,000 sprayer parts, everything you could possibly need, not only for Apache sprayers, any brand, at High Plains Apache, 1701 East Side Court, across the road from Bonanza. Ask them about that 5-year driveline warranty. Industry leading. It is a dandy. Chris Burgess here. Point of View with Chris Burgess, something you're going to watch evenings on KX4 at 6:30, on West Dakota Fox at 10:30. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding, Scott. Happy Valentine's Day. Are you playing Valentine's Day bumper music in today? I heard the little...
Well, it's too bad
you, Asia song or something.
It's too bad that you're on for the last segment of the show to suggest that, or I would have said very good idea. Very good idea. I guess, you know, I get away from my wife and, you know, I turn into a, kind of a sap. You know, I forget the whole St. Valentine thing.
Hey, she doesn't call you Lance Romance for nothing, right?
No, yeah, exactly right. I did this little survey today and said, hey, folks, this Mike Flynn thing, you know, national security advisor, you know, everything you see, hear, read in national media is going to be hyperventilating about this today. Does it matter? Care? Don't care? Tell me. So we're like 100-1.
100-1 don't care?
Yeah. Yeah, that you know, they're much bigger fish to fry. This is just the media, you know, hyperventilating and, you know, just the Trump haters, and, you know, it doesn't matter. One fella cares. Mark emails Scott. General Flynn served this country for 30-plus years. This is another bad day in America. The Dems and our American mainstream media are simply terrible. And he is a victim of that, although I would argue he's a victim, too, of just his own sort of, you know... I don't know, faulty memory, sloppiness on a call, whatever, which I think, you know, if we learn anything out of this, is here's my belief. We're at war. When I say we, anybody that wants Donald Trump to succeed, wants to make America great again, wants to see him, whether you voted for him or not, just go there, do what you need to do, you know, be a great president, right? We're at war with people who don't want him to be a great president, who want to stop him dead in his tracks and are going to come at him every single day.
But do you think Donald Trump just realized that on January 20th, or do you think he knew that before January 20th?
No, I think he knows.
Right. Care or not care, I mean, I think one thing is to look at, are there other questions that need to be answered? In my opinion, the answer to that poll survey would be yes, and here's what I mean is that, look, this isn't new for the Trump administration. They know it's war. There's no doubt, and I agree with you right now, the mainstream media is standing there with a scalp in hand and a smile on their face with General Flynn. The challenge is Trump knew this going in. I mean, I've heard Kellyanne Conway talk about this is war, the same language you're using. So when you know that, Trump needs to lay down the gauntlet and say, look, guys, this is what we're up against. You cannot step out of bounds. And for your NSA director to not realize, especially a former general, that your calls are being recorded when you call Russia, that's not the greatest level of judgment right there.
Yeah, I mean, there's some errors there. I just think what happened does not match the level of hyperventilation from the Trump haters, the media, the lefties, the, you know, the people that it's just insane. It's just another example to turn that noise off and deal with things that matter. And most of our audience today, for instance, they want to focus in on, you know, illegal aliens. They want to focus on the mess, not the media perpetuated, you know, nonsense of Donald Trump is coming for moms and maids, but the real problem.
Keep in mind what the USA Today did yesterday. Did you see their story where they basically perpetuated a sales pitch for the ACLU where they said, hey, if you meet an ICE agent, here's your rights and here's what you should say and don't open the door. And that's
no.
Actual.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't see it. You know why? I'm smart enough not to read that garbage because that's my point.
The only reason I saw it is because I think I was watching a TV show. I don't read that thing either, but yeah,
you ended up in a very long line at the grocery store, it's right there at the convenience store. Should I get Twinkies or a USA Today? I hate when that happens.
Speaking of what you're sharing, there's an interesting story. We're going to have this gentleman is outstanding, an immigration attorney on tonight, David Chapman. There's an interesting story over the weekend, and it's been happening now for the past few weeks, where people are fleeing Minnesota and North Dakota to try to get refuge in Canada They had a bunch of people flee over the weekend. I think it was like 28 or 70. The number was, you know, way above the norm. And so he's going to come in tonight and talk about, hey, what's happening here where these people are basically self-deporting, and they're also going to get into what you're mentioning there. And, hey, how can the USA Today and people kind of go, don't say anything, you're here illegally, and we're going to help you defend that, breaking the law?
Unbelievable.
That's how backwards things are.
Point of View with Chris Berg tonight, 6:30 on KX4 for folks in eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, or in West Dakota Fox. If you're in western North Dakota at 10:30, watch it tonight for all the folks that weighing in on the immigration situation. You love it. Jim in Bismarck, we didn't get the gas prices. Rick in Fargo, we didn't give you a chance to talk about the wall. Chris and Minot in immigration. Levant and Dickinson on green cards in immigration. I'm sorry. We just plain ran out of time. The calls came in late, and we are out of time. But good news is we get to do it all over again tomorrow. And if you want, call me now. Leave a message. We'll start with you tomorrow at 855-200-1776 from the K-Fire Agri International. Bye-bye.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Minot's sister city of Shan. Meet and greet Bjørholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.